Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
I just stuck it in, ladies and gentlemen. Don't change the dial. No, it's not Wayne. Good evening, good afternoon. How are y'all doing? My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, who'll be back on Thursday. Yes, he's enjoying a spectacular holiday weekend. Once again, you can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Somewhere along the line, if you want to call in a little bit later on, we'll take some calls, 833-927-8255. Love to talk to anyone, wherever you may be across the entire country. That's why we're here. Back and forth we go. Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, he's the one that pushes all the buttons. He's the one that makes it all go. As, again, we embark on a big Tuesday program. I hope you guys enjoyed your 4th of July. A lot of folks out there do their patriotic thing on the 4th of July. I did mine. I always do a patriotic thing. Every day is a patriotic thing for me. At least that's the way I feel, although there have been some interesting columns written, and folks have taken a position, an unpatriotic position as far as I'm concerned. And you don't necessarily have to wear red, white, and blue and don some kind of a flag-type jacket or an eagle shirt, whatever it is. But as long as you are, rowing the boat in the right direction and, fighting for freedom here across this great country, then you are, in fact, at least some semblance of a patriot. Let's talk about the shooting. Yes, another shooting. I didn't want to start out the show talking about another shooting in America's heartland. Again, it just seems like it's happening every day. It's almost every single day. Actually, it is. It's 311 official mass shootings so far this year. That's 11 a week. 11 a week. Now, I do a four-hour radio show every single morning. I could focus on two shootings a day, every day, two separate shootings a day, every day, and still not cover every mass shooting in the country. And I was, getting into this earlier today, and I don't know what the answer is for this. I don't have some, secret potion that I can sprinkle or magic powder that I can sprinkle on America and make everybody get on the same page when it comes to gun violence. I don't have an answer. I know, without question, your right to defend yourself is paramount. What's part of what makes this country what it is. It's what makes it great. Your ability to defend yourself against others, against a tyrannical government, is part of what makes us who we are. It's the fabric of the United States of America. But we can't just sit here every time there's a mass shooting and basically sit on our hands and say, well, it wasn't me, it wasn't my family or my friends, so okay, we'll forget about it in a couple of days anyway. Because those families who lost kids, those families who lost grandparents or parents in this last shooting or the previous shooting or any of the other shootings that we're talking about, they're never going to forget. Ever. So I don't have an answer here. I don't know what the actual solution is to this. I do know that just sitting around doing nothing is not an answer. And making up arguments where arguments shouldn't be is not an answer. We're not going to get rid of guns, nor should we. But there's got to be a way for us to better grip the chaos that's going on in this country, the violence that's going on in this country. I spent the majority of the last, 24 hours thinking about this. And I've come to somewhat of a conclusion of who's to blame and where we can focus our attention. So in just about every single case, almost, there is some fluky scenario with the parents, right? So number one, parents, mother, father, whatever the home situation looks like, whether it's broken, what have you, single parent, grandma is looking after the kid, whatever it is, almost in every case, there is some strange scenario going on in that household, right? Even this last one, the reports are coming out that the parents of this last killer were off the rocker a little bit. So the parents need to do a better job. We need better people being parents. Or we need parents paying more attention to their son or their daughter. I know it's only been boys or men who've gone on these mass killing sprees. I'm making a gloom and doom prediction. You will see it soon enough where there will be females who are pulling the triggers behind these guns. I feel like we've changed so much in such a short period of time. It will happen where there'll be a rash of quote unquote females pulling the trigger, killing folks. So parents, watch them. Look after, they should be looking after their kids, paying attention to what's going on. Number two on this short list that I've made as to what maybe can solve or at least help us come to some kind of a conclusion as far as gun violence in this country. The moral fiber of the country is in decay. We are not the same morally that we were 50 years ago. Now, I mentioned this morning, don't get me wrong. Man is a stone killer. We kill. That's what we do. That's part of what makes us who we are as well. If you look at the history of mankind, we have killed each other at just astounding levels, right? We've killed probably, in just war alone, probably billions. And in other ways, we've killed hundreds of millions of our fellow men. We're just killers. If it benefits us and we can get away with it, a lot of times, mankind kills. Now, we're supposed to evolve and be less of that, but that's really not the case, right? And go back to the moral issue. The moral fiber of this country is skewing out of control, right? There is this crazy, wacky, sexual, I don't want to call it even a revolution, but there's just weird stuff happening in that realm. There's just disconnect from one generation to the next. Nobody seems to want to recognize, forget about believing in God. You don't have to believe in God. But for God's sake, at least believe in the Ten Commandments and follow that idea. Love thy mother and father. Thou shalt not kill. Don't steal. Don't lie. All that stuff. They don't care about any of that anymore. That's why crime's out of control in the streets. Chaos. So the moral fiber of the country is in decay. We need to fix that somehow. We need some kind of a leader or an ideal to espouse to make us better. These kids, almost every one of them are on psych drugs. Look it up. They're either on some kind of antidepressant. They are drugged up, period. Whether it starts at a real young age or later on in life, a lot of these kids are on some kind of psychotropic drug. And these people end up, people who are on these drugs, and if you get a chance to talk to them after they come off, they'll tell you they have these weird, crazy, suicidal thoughts, anger thoughts, violent thoughts, even adults. Like real adults, not young adults. And if you give them to kids who are in their teens or in their early 20s, they don't have to deal with that. So that's a big part of it, too, the psych drugs. I know people want to dismiss this, but I do believe that these first-person shoot-'em-up games has desensitized a large chunk of the population of these kids. It's just easy to kill. And you get in front of these very realistic games on these very realistic machines, and your job is to kill as many people as you can. you know, whether it's, you know, one of these, you know, very real, like I said, very realistic graphic games, or even like a Fortnite or something like that, where the kid, the goal is to kill everybody else. And I don't care what you say. After a while, after playing it for hundreds of hours, and sometimes they play it for hundreds of hours, it desensitizes you. It gives you an idea to get up on a rooftop and fire down at people, because they're really not people. They're just images on a computer screen. So, yeah, I believe that the video gaming aspect of this is real. And the final part of this is social media. Social media has made everyone who, let's say, was flying under the radar, unnoticed. Like, when you were younger, I was younger, if you were one of the kids that was unnoticed in class, you know, you remember who they were. A lot of times they didn't get treated very well. And social media makes it worse. Social media, you know, makes it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I'm sure that's hard after a while. And also, the flip side of this for a lot of these killers is that social media gives them their 15 minutes of fame. So they can go out in a blaze of glory. So here you go. An unknown kid now is on, his name and his face is on every screen, on every news station, every channel across the entire country. Because he decided, I'm going up on that roof, I'm going to kill people today. Now he'll never be forgotten. That is dangerous. Very dangerous when you consider that a lot of the people are living their life in complete solitude, and they want that acceptance. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Again, we have a fun show, a busy show. We'll get to a lot of it, a lot to get to coming up right after the break. Keep it here. It's the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Allen Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Paid for by government.com. Have you heard?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Network. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. If you're looking for Wayne, he'll be back again on Thursday. I'd love to hear from you guys. We could take some phone calls for a while. In the third hour, I do have a couple of guests. We can talk about your 4th of July. How was it? Did you feel like a patriot? Did you wave a flag outside your house? I don't know. Did you get a chance to... there was an ESPN article that basically called every person who's flying a red, white, and blue flag, a racist, a white supremacist racist, and this, is, of course, is white American. It really annoyed me. I was going to read it on the air, but I changed my mind at the last minute, so I'll save you from that. But if you get a chance and you want to look at an interesting, or look at it, what an infuriating column, it's on ESPN's website. It's titled What Used to Be... 4th of July, something to that effect. But I actually had it printed out, and then I, as I was sitting at my home computer, I was going to bring it in, and that was what I was going to read, and I crumpled it up and threw it in the garbage. That's why I don't know the exact name. But I was so mad coming in here because, you know, the person went into great detail about January 6th. You know, I shouldn't do it this way because this is sort of too vague. But the idea is that nobody seems to want to recognize that, yes, I've been one of the ones most outspoken about this. January 6th was a terrible thing. And anybody who was caught destroying or inside the Capitol should be punished. Whatever the law is, should get that law thrown at them, and they should go to jail or get fined or have it on their record. But at the same time, to sort of say that and brush that away, and all white supremacists were entering that building because they're in love with Donald Trump and they want to overturn the election, blah, 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 and all that goes along with that, and never once mentioned any of the riots that happened in the Summer of Love when hundreds of people were killed, and billions of dollars of businesses went up in flames. Nobody cares about that, and that's not racist. But anybody who entered the Capitol on January 6th somehow is a racist. That's infuriating to me. And I was going to talk about it, but I changed my mind because I don't want to give it any more legs than it has to have. So a couple folks are writing in, and I would agree with some of these accounts. Teachers, police, courts are the problem, not guns. So medications, yes. You know, family divorces, families, moms working. Listen, I'm not trying to tell moms not to work, but wasn't it different when you came home from school, right? Long day, maybe you got picked on a little bit, whatever, and you come home and mom was waiting there for you. You know, big smile on her face, give you the hug, all that goes along with that. I mean, I don't have kids. I feel like that might be missing. Might be missing. No mom. Or no second parent to be there to, you know, these parents who got to, and listen, we're living in an economy where you got to have two people work. So I don't have an answer for that either. Maybe change the schedule, but having your mother there or if someone there when you get home from school to sort of ease the pain, that's huge. But yeah, family divorces, 50% divorces. You've got these split households. It's hard. It's hard on the kids growing up in one. It's hard. Yeah, you got tugging from both sides, both parents. A kid doesn't know what to do. And that's, again, probably 50% of the population out there fall into that category. And as I talked to you about drugs, there's also toxins in the air, plastics. There's all kinds of different scenarios you can weave into why younger people are acting like this, like acting completely insane. But then, you know, I get it. Like, we were insane, too, but we weren't, like, this reckless with human life. Because, you know, we did crazy stuff. We got in fights, all that stuff when we were young. Like, I don't even know if that's happening anymore. I assume it is in some cases. But now it seems like instead of getting in a fist fight and settling it that way, you know, behind the school, now they shoot each other. Look what happened again in Chicago this weekend. I mean, it's every weekend. And nothing is done about it. Lightfoot does nothing. Can you imagine living in Chicago where every weekend 50 people get shot and killed? 50! And a percentage of them every weekend get killed. They die. So even if it's 10% die. I mean, think about that for a second. Imagine living in a city where 50 of your neighbors are going to get shot. And a chunk of them are going to die this weekend. All because what? Because a drug turf or an argument or somebody is disrespected somebody else. It's an absolute joke that life has become that cavalier that nobody cares about it. Sad. Really is. Violent movies, violent video games play into that. I do believe that to a certain extent. Violent movies, I mean, you think about it, when we were kids, they wouldn't show any of this stuff. Now, I'm not saying that's the cause. I'm saying it's part of the cause. They all sort of come together. And, you know, maybe that's the issue with where we are. My name is Lee Elsie once again. Wayne and Alan Root will be back on Thursday. It's an honor to be able to broadcast on all these great radio stations across the entire country right here on the USA Radio Network.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Illinois police say the alleged shooter at an Independence Day parade north of Chicago planned the attack over many weeks. Lake County, Illinois Deputy Chief Chris Covelli saying the 21-year-old shooter gained access to the roof of a business near the parade in Highland Park, committed the shooting, and then blended in with the fleeing crowd.
During the attack, Primo was dressed in woman's clothing, and investigators do believe he did this to conceal his facial tattoos and his identity and help him during the escape with the other people who were fleeing the chaos.
Covelli adding a seventh person died in the hospital today. Gas prices are falling for the third week in a row. They've declined for 21 straight days, and the current national average is $4.80 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back. 30 25 minutes after the hour, wherever you may be listening, welcome aboard. The voice you hear is, well, not the one that you expect to hear. That's Wayne Allen Root. Wayne will be back on Thursday. My name is Lee Elsie. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I. You can email me. Always love to go back and forth with the great listeners across the entire country. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Send them my way. Eventually we'll get to them as we go. So, while I sit here, I want to read you something. If you listen close, you can almost hear the low decibel hum of the printing presses within the well-guarded Treasury facility in Fort Worth, Texas, churning out $100 bills faster than the mythical lightning bolt that struck Benjamin Franklin's kite. On March 27th, President Trump signed the largest relief package in U.S. history, extending aid to many struggling Americans and in unemployment insurance. The package provides loans and grants to businesses and sends additional resources and assistance to depleted health care providers. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has said he wants the payments to go out within three weeks, which equates to 22 billion additional C-notes, which comes out to over 1 billion Benjamins every day for the next 21 days, or even more astonishing, 41,666,100 bills per hour. Now, realistically, the Treasury is not printing out that much cash, but it's an important visual on just how much money we are talking about. All U.S. residents with adjusted gross income up to $75,150,000 for married couples will get $1,200, $2,400 for couples, a rebate payment. They're also eligible for an additional $500 per child. The agreement provides $150 billion for state and local government governments, with no state getting less than $1.5 billion. Why do I bring all this up? Okay, let me continue. Let me fast forward. While huge numbers of American citizens are either broke or sick with the lying or sick and lying dying in hospitals or both, some of the 535 members of Congress grabbed the opportunity to pack pork inside of this bill. Shame on the federal representatives who insisted on setting aside all of these different perks. More political fat will surface as the details of this bill become common knowledge, but make no mistake, these payouts and payoffs are yet another symptom of the country's bloated and ever-expanding national debt. More political, by the way, this was written by a brilliant person on April 1st, 2020. More political fat will surface as the details of this bill become common knowledge. The year I was born, the national debt was a robust $319 billion. By the way, that was 1966. And every president and every congressional incoming class has largely ignored the expanding debt crisis. Republican Democrat leaders are magicians at making taxpayer dollars disappear. Page one of any political handbook reads, the best way to get elected and reelected is to spend. If the coronavirus continues to prevent American businesses and America workers from returning to their normal routine, President Donald Trump and Congress will be forced to revisit multiple recovery stimulus packages, launching our national debt through the stratosphere or well beyond the stratosphere it is already through. This package might be well-intended and may well serve its purpose, but previous gluttonous misspending cycles have left all of us in an unenviable financial situation. Currently, the national debt hovers around $24 trillion. It's now over $30. If we continue to borrow and print money, not only will we surge past $30, who said it? The inflation that will eventually hit this country will be catastrophic. Oh, my God, who is this guy? He's like a fortune teller. The United States is in danger of increasing the national debt 100 times over in the next 60 years. Are you comfortable with your kids and your grandkids paying off the burdens that previous generations had accumulated? This is nothing more than a Ponzi scheme of exploding debt and unfunded liabilities that will eventually lead to a collapse. Americans have become very good at accumulating and then neglecting both personal and national debt. Almost every American family is saddled with multiple varieties of cumbersome financial obligations. A typical American household is saddled with $137,000, that's including home mortgages, cars, etc., in debt. Nobody should be denying the American people a hand up
as millions of workers have been furloughed or lost their jobs entirely, but the economic impact of the COVID-19 virus has yet to claim all its victims. These bailouts will go two ways. We will either be crippled with debt service ratios that will restrict economic growth, much like what's happening here in Connecticut, or inflation. Inflation will force families to bring a wheelbarrow full of $50 bills to purchase a loaf of bread. Again, that was written on April 1st, 2020, by a brilliant guy named Lee Elsie. Yeah, where's the crowd? I should have some kind of a crowd sound effect somewhere. I know I have one somewhere. Let me find it. There it is.
All right,
there it is. Thank you very much. Although you're cheering me for a complete disaster. So back in April of 2020, I used to write every week for a paper here in Connecticut, and it was an adventure to say the least. It was almost 3 years of it, well over 120 plus columns, and I've been like the only person. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. I'm just having some fun here, but I did predict this. But I've been like the only person who has consistently screamed about debt. Nobody else seems to care about it. Liberals think that it's something that's just part of the existence, part of the fabric of society. It's not. When you throw this much money into an already bloated system, your purchasing power, it plummets. A dollar just isn't worth what a dollar was worth prior to all of this money being thrown out there. And you couple this together with companies taking advantage, and I clearly believe that's happening, and with the quote-unquote bottlenecks and the delivery problems and some other issues that are happening, you get a spike, a record spike in inflation, and a dummy in the White House who doesn't know what to do about it. No idea. Like, they would want, I guarantee you, if you're a fly on the wall, I can almost guarantee you this, they would love it to give out another stimulus package to help. I bet you they're talking about that now. In fact, that's my next prediction. I bet you that they are talking about, in particular if the poll numbers continue to sink for Democrats, I bet you they fiddle with the idea of another stimulus package, because they've already done it for gas. If you remember, they wanted to send you money for gas a couple of, maybe like 4 or 5 weeks ago. I could see that happening again, right? August 1st. They start talking about it. September 1st, you get a check for $1,500 from old Uncle Sam to help you get over the hump. Of course, it's a purchasing power for your vote. I'm not saying necessarily that it's going to happen. I can see it. I can visualize it. It's not an impossibility because they're so dirty and they're so corrupt. I mean, I can see them doing it. They don't care. First of all, they don't care about the future of the country. I believe we talked a little bit about this last time I was on. When the interest rates get up, when they went up last, the debt to service, which essentially is what we pay, the minimum that we can pay on what we owe, went from like $400 billion to $666 billion. That's debt to service. That's not touching the principal. The reason why I remember that number is because it's Satan's number, 666. When they click this up again, because they're going to keep raising the interest rates, maybe probably another point or two anyway here, but they're trying to slow it. I'm sure they're trying to slow it down until after the midterms, right? The midterms are right around the corner. They don't want to keep doing this. But as soon as that goes up another point, I mean, let's put it this way. Pretty soon, the debt to service, just to pay the minimum, think about it like your credit card. Just to pay the minimum, where you don't put a dent in the principal, will be $1 trillion a year. Now, I'm sorry. That's sort of the end of the way things are. Like, this will be the end of this country as we know it, right? That, if you couple it together with the dollar no longer being the go-to currency around the globe, we can just walk away from it. It's over. Right? Your kids and your kids' kids will grow up in a completely different world where America is no longer a superpower. We might be a middle of the road kind of a country like a France or an England, respected but not feared, not a major power, none of those things, because we'll have to sacrifice something along the way. And depending upon who is in office, you can very well see the sacrifice of the military, which, would, again, that's would be catastrophic number two. So I thought I would just read that. Bailout, again, built on a mountain of debt, the avalanche will follow. The avalanche is happening as we speak. And I saw it, but I'm not a economics genius. It's simple, basic stuff, right? I mean, if you add more whatever to the existing whatever, that existing whatever becomes less valuable because there's more of the other stuff just lingering around. So I don't know. It's pretty simple to me. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. You guys want to call in? You can. 833-927-8255. You can email me. I'll try to grab some of the emails in the break. We'll come back. I got some great guests coming up a little bit later on. We'll talk to Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. And a special guest, Greta Sussman, will join me. Talk a little legal issues, some of the things that have been happening here in the last couple of weeks. All that coming up in the third hour of the program. We could take your calls in the second hour, but we still have one more break to get to. We'll come back. I'll do a rip and read segment, one of my favorites, where I just sort of go through a bunch of stories that have been accumulating on my massive mahogany desk. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Do your pets have the same energy they used to? Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Wayne Allyn, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allyn, we're on Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada. Kyla Brew for Congress is the sponsor of this segment of the show. By the way, one of my brand new fans who had never listened to the show before and just listened the last couple of days and said, I love your show. And then he sent a new email an hour later and said, you know that guy you advertise, Kyle LeBrew, and you say he's so great and he's a friend of yours and a friend of the show and he's running for Congress? I just donated $500 to him. And then he sent me the receipt and third email, the receipt proving he gave him $500. So thank you very much. We've got some great fans on this show. Kyle LeBrew for Congress. We don't just need Republicans in Congress, Kyle says. We need the right kind of Republicans. We need fighters. Men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder, and politicians who understand that government works for the people, not the other way around. So he will work for you. He knows he represents you. He's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle is an American first, unapologetic conservative candidate for Congress and an entrepreneur and a family man. He's running for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. No matter where you are in this country, just like my new fan who said he, you know, just gave $500 to Kyle this morning, he doesn't live in Missouri, and he certainly doesn't live in Missouri's 4th Congressional District where Kyle's running, but he knows is a good candidate that we got to help get to Congress. KyleLeBrew.com, paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. That was Wayne. Wayne will be back on Thursday. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm sitting here in our beautiful state-of-the-art studios in Connecticut, right between two of the biggest casinos, right between Boston, actually almost exactly between Boston and New York. It's almost exactly the same amount of miles to go north or to go south and to get to one of the big cities. And again, I'm sitting here in the studio. And so the garbage is behind me, just to give you a visual. And I finish reading something and then I crumple it up and I throw it into the garbage. I'm 0 for like 7. Like I'm literally Wilt Chamberlain trying to shoot free throws. I cannot make it.
I don't know. I've become a terrible free throw shooter here. But it is behind me, so it's not exactly an easy shot. So, again, we're doing maybe a couple of rip and read segments. I have so much stuff on my desk here. But let me just read a couple things. We don't have a lot of time here this time anyway. We'll come back and do a little bit more. But reports, vasectomy clinics see an increase in bookings following the Roe reversal. So women are not happy in the household sending men to go get the vasectomy. So, yeah, you know, you could figure something like this was going to happen. You know what I thought was funny? Is apparently one of these drug manufacturers are close to getting a pill that men take that will limit their, I guess it limits their potency and women won't get pregnant. This is the stupidest thing ever because men are dummies and we're not take any responsibility in this area ever. Like it's not going to happen. It'll be a colossal fail. And like, if you're like in that moment, right, where you're in that moment in the back of the Buick, and she says to the guy, did you take your pill? Of course he's going to say yes. There's no way he says no at that point. It's stupid. It's dumb. That responsibility should be 100% with the female. Never with the male. Never. I mean, you're asking for a colossal disaster. Norway is tracking what everyone buys, and Biden actually wants to follow suit here in the United States. It's not like they don't already know what you buy, but I guess Norway is taking it up a notch. They're at literally every single thing that you buy, somehow, some way, they know what it is. But that's really not different than here, right? Even if you look at an advertisement online, you start getting like emails. And I always use a tractor because this is what happened to me one time. I just happened to be looking at a tractor and what they cost because I didn't know if I wanted to fix mine or investigate getting another tractor. Or just a rider mower. I'm not like a farmer in Iowa. But, I mean, a rider mower. And I wanted to see what it cost. And so, like, for the next week in my email, I kept getting these advertisements for rider mowers. And I didn't even, like, I didn't click on anything. And that's sort of when the lightning bolt struck me, that they know everything. They know everything. They know what you're buying. They know what you want. They know what you're saying on the phone. That's 100% true. Guarantee you that. No question in my mind about that. No question in my mind. If you say something, and even if your phone is not on, they hear it. Stock market tanks, the worst first half since the 70s. And according to just about every economic professional, we're in a recession. It's here. Now, they don't want to say it yet officially, but a recession is here. So, you know, next step, depression. And then you'll realize, you know, why your grandmother used to say tinfoil. Remember? Or use tea bags 2 and 3 times. When depression hits, that's what happens. I finally made one. All right, there you go. My name is Lee Elsie. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. All these great stations from California to Vegas to Dallas to Reno, over here in New York, down in Texas, again, Oklahoma City. I think in the Carolinas now as well. All kinds of great stuff happening. If you got a comment, you want to email it to me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. We'll come back top of the hour next. Stick around. It's the USA Radio Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No gold.